All in all, yesterday's Anchorage municipal election bestowed victories on incumbents, but not entirely. By 10 p.m., Assembly Seat I challenger Adam Tromley sensed victory.
You still got the absentees to go, so I'm cautiously optimistic still. But up by 252 votes, I'm feeling pretty good.
In the yet unofficial election results, the conservative Tromley seems to have defeated the progressive Mike Gutierrez, who was seeking a second term to represent East Anchorage. Although generally incumbents enjoy an advantage, Tromley will be the fourth new assembly member to represent the district in as many elections. Tromley, who campaigned on increased government efficiency, property tax restraint, and improved public transportation for his district, enjoyed the open backing of Mayor Dan Sullivan. He was the only one of three Sullivan-endorsed challengers against progressive incumbents to win. Both incumbents the mayor backed, Chugiak Eagle River's Bill Starr and Southside's Chris Birch, scored easy victories. Overall, the mayor was pleased.
That's the way it works in assembly elections. Typically, it's incremental.
Sullivan noted that last year, another of his endorsed assembly candidates had won.
It just shows that, making slight gains over a course of a couple of years can be fairly significant.
Pollster and Democratic Party advisor Ivan Moore saw less impact on the assembly.
I think, really, there'll be a small shift to the right, but I don't think it will have that significant a functional impact on the way the assembly does business.
Moore based his assessment on what he described as the three moderates on the assembly, none of whom had races this year. As for two of the progressives targeted by the conservatives, both Harriet Drummond, West Side representative, and Midtown incumbent Elvie Gray Jackson won by comfortable margins. While much of their opponents' campaign seemed to focus on issues of union contracts, property tax levels, and municipal expenditures, Drummond said in her door-to-door campaigning, more basic issues were dominant.
I've been talking to the voters and learning what they need and what they expect and seeing the conditions in the district. We've got some miserable road conditions and drainage issues, and I learned all about them in the last couple of months, I'll tell you.
Gray Jackson found similar voter concerns about the basics in her district. In the two school board races, incumbent Pat Higgins has a 186-vote lead over challenger Bob Griffin in the latter's second bid in 2 years to gain a board seat. And former state legislator Gretchen Guess will now occupy John Steiner's seat. Steiner is ending his third and last permissible term on the board. The ballot propositions generally fared well yesterday, although not from the school district's perspective. After a year's hiatus, the district put three bond packages on this year's ballot. Two, the final renovation stage for Service High School, and the capital maintenance and design bonds, lost. School board member Jeff Friedman found the capital maintenance defeat especially frustrating.
The needs don't go away when a roof is at the end of its useful life. It's at the end of its useful life, and if we want to have the state pay 70% of the cost of replacing it, we have to pass a bond. Otherwise, Anchorage taxpayers get to pay 100% of the cost.
However, the school district's request for $17 million to increase its career and technology facilities did receive solid voter backing. Of the municipality's bond proposals, only the parks and recreation proposition failed. As expected, voter turnout was low, about 21%. The election results remain unofficial until absentee ballots are counted and the election is certified by the Anchorage Assembly, likely at its April 19th meeting. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.